Log Talk Radio.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. When I'm stressed, I smoke. When I'm depressed, I drink. I don't know what else to do. This life come with restraints. When I'm stressed, I smoke. When I'm depressed, I drink. I don't know what else to do. Intoxicants help me think. Okay, got me a bottle and a blunt. My emotions bottled up. Smoke screens all around us. I'm prepared when they roll up. I ain't grow up in the burbs. I grew up in the herbs. And when a nigga stressed out, I'm going to relax with the herb. I'ma spit the truth regardless. Even when I'm talking with a slur. Alcohol make it cold like buffalo. And Gucci man with the bird. When a nigga going through things, I throw a hoodie on and a fur. I wanna see things clear, but I can't want my vision blurred. When I'm stressed, I smoke. When I'm depressed, I drink. I don't know what else to do. This life come with restraints. When I'm stressed, I smoke. When I'm depressed, I drink. I don't know what else to do. Intoxicants help me think. When I'm stressed, I smoke. When I'm depressed, I drink. I don't know what else to do. This life come with restraints. When I'm stressed, I smoke. When I'm depressed, I drink. I don't know what else to do. Intoxicants help me think. Baby, and I wanna go crazy. Been feeling it lately. And you can't relate to me. Situations taking me. And I wanna go crazy. Been feeling it lately. And you can't relate to me. Okay. When I'm stressed, I smoke. When I'm depressed, I drink. I don't know what else to do. This life come with restraints. When I'm stressed, I smoke. When I'm depressed, I drink. I don't know what else to do. Intoxicants help me think. When I'm stressed, I smoke. When I'm depressed, I drink. I don't know what else to do. This life come with restraints. When I'm stressed, I smoke. When I'm depressed, I drink. I don't know what else to do. Intoxicants help me think.
Okay, today's show, my apologies, this is Excel, and today's show is going to be based on your next five moves. Master the Art of Business Strategy. Now, this is a book that I picked up at Barnes & Noble, and the title caught my attention. You know, and I think that it's a necessary book for all those that want to get into business or that is into business and those that already have a business. This will be a good book to read. And I'm just going to read the first move that we all should take first in business. And the first move is actually knowing who you want to be. And that's in life in general. And what type of business that you want to create for yourself and leave behind for your siblings or family member to continue on if you're no longer able to put forth the effort. And as you continue to ask yourself that question, who you want to be, your answer will determine your level of urgency. So if you want to build a little mom and pop corner store, you don't have to treat business like a war, and you can be laid back in your approach. If you look into this industry, you better be armed with the right story, right team, right data, and right strategies. Really take the time to get clear about your story, exactly who you want to be, or you won't be able to soldier on when things get touched. And in business, things also get touched. So with that being said, it's like we have to be sure of who you want to become. You know, we all have abilities to do other things. You know, I'm one of them. And I don't box myself in at all with anything. You know, I can touch many different avenues with my attributes. So I have to cover a lot of grounds. You know, is there one main thing that I focus on? There's a few main things I focus on. But as I'm focusing on those main things, I like to cover the small things also. You know, that's just who I am. You know, and you got to study the most important product. And the most important product is yourself. You know, we read books about studying other people. We focus on how to read, persuade, and influence them. That's certainly valuable. But imagine if you were to spend as much time studying something more important. Studying others give us knowledge, but studying yourself ultimately leads to an incredible amount of freedom. You know, studying yourself helps you reach self-acceptance, which liberates you from self-judgment. Instead of beating yourself up all the time, you learn to accept yourself and realize what you thought were shortcomings can actually be assets. The most important person to study is the only person you're going to have to live with for the rest of your life, and that's you. You know, that's deep right there, you know what I'm saying? You got to be sure who you want to be. I mean, like I said before, you know, and not confuse yourself, not confuse others. Especially those that's involved with you, that's close to you, you know. You got to be exactly sure who you want to be and who you want to become, and you got to live that out. You can't just talk about it, you know. It comes with actions also. I mean, there's only one person you have to spend every second of your life with. Not your parents, not your spouse, not your kids, not your best friend. It's you. The moment you understand who you will have to spend the rest of your life with and learn to accept, you'll eliminate self-judgment, which will empower you to make more bold moves. It will minimize overthinking and increase execution. Today, I'm not going to make this very long. You know, I'm just going to make it real short. I just want to hit the key points of the first move that you have to make. You know what I mean? Because it's very important, you know what I mean, that you put yourself first. I mean, knowing yourself is an effortless process and rarely an empathy. Excuse me for my stumbling over my words. I'm a little tired. But, you know, you need to understand who you are and what makes you tick, how much risk you can handle, and what type of family you want to create. The key element behind all the stories and exercises in this move is honesty. You know, looking in the mirror can be painful at times, but that's something you got to do. You know what I mean? That's called personal identity audit. Once you become clear about the most important product, which is you, your decisions will flow naturally and lead you to accomplish your goals. I mean, we all got goals we want to accomplish, but we first got to identify what those goals are, prioritize them, and make sure we execute them. Sometimes we don't execute them the way we prioritize them, but as long as we do our best, then we most definitely would accomplish them. You know what I mean? So move one is mostly knowing yourself, you know, whether it's solitude, talking to a mentor, or using the questions that you do have. Set aside time to get clear on who you want to be. It will help if you tap into your pain, create a visual that is in your face constantly to remind you of your future and your truth. You know, don't wait for a crisis to look for clues about the most important person, which is you. Make the time now to inspect yourself. Become at ease with asking yourself tough questions and become clear about what drives you. Personal identity audit is the perfect place to start. Auditing yourself. You know, your path to creating wealth, either be an entrepreneur or an entrepreneur. Find the path that allows you to use your unique talents with the best odds for the highest possible return. And that also fires you up. Rather you want to be an entrepreneur or an intrapreneur or hold some other position, be strategic about how you're going to build your wealth. Identify the competitive edge that will differentiate you and allow you to find your blue ocean. And your blue ocean is something that flows well. You know, through life, we all have ripples. You know, and sometimes we just got to ride that wave. You know, it may knock you off your boat, knock you off your surfboard, but you got to get back up. However you can get to the end of that shore, you got to get there. You know, I'm just going to leave it right there with the first move, you know. And the first move is just basically knowing who you want to be, study the most important product, and that's you, and creating the wealth as an entrepreneur or entrepreneur. You know, entrepreneur, that's you succeeding at what you want to do, and you building your own future. Entrepreneur is you building somebody else's, which you could be successful with that also. You could be successful no matter what. It's all about you. And that's how I'm going to finish this off. I could be followed on Instagram, _Excel. The correct spelling is ECCELL. I also have a clothing line called BNSL, Brand New Style Living. You can follow that on Facebook or Instagram also. Instagram is _BrandNewStyleLiving20. And on Facebook, it's just Brand New Style Living. Peace.